I'm at Taunton Garden Centre, and with me is Adrian Priyasankey. Hi, Adrian.
Hi there.
What are we doing here today?
Well, this is the unveiling, or if you like, taking the horticultural fleece off a big event that we start planning more than 12 months before it happens. So this is the official media launch of Taunton Flower Show 2014.
I've heard rumours that there are some new features going on this year. Can you give us an insight as to what they might be?
Well, everyone likes to say that their event is bigger and better, and this year we are factually correct in that we've arranged a new partnership with Taunton Deane Borough Council that's taken us into a big green area adjacent to the park, so it is literally bigger, but the significance of that is we can move our increasing number of visitors around more easily. We're capitalising on the interest in cooking on television. You can come and see it live. We've got catering demonstrations, bread making, as well as all the floristry and other things, and lots of activities for young people, because we are determined, as the oldest, longest running flower show in Britain, second oldest in the world, that new generation will come and share with us. Well, we aim to provide something for all the family. So for the youngsters, there'll be lots of thrills in the arena, whether that's the sheepdogs, the owls, the incredible motorbike stunts, but also music is very important. We've got a military band back, which is fantastic this year. We've got pipes on the second day, but we've also got a range of music from jazz to steel bands. It's going to be everything for all tastes, and that's just one small part of it. You've got the crafts, and of course we're a flower show, so you've got designer gardens, even in one case a competition running where they can see a garden being created during the course of an afternoon. That doesn't happen at many shows. We are older than Chelsea. They copied us, not us copying them, so we're introducing a Chelsea lawn where you can sit and relax, enjoy that lovely music, have strawberries and a glass of Pimm's if you're not driving, and lots of things to do. But the crafts are always popular, the interaction with the animals is just great.
Because of the increase in size, has there been an increase in cost?
No, it's not. This year we're holding the price. It's £12 the first day, £10 the second, and actually towards the end of each day it reduces from there. The really significant thing as we try to encourage a new generation along is that under-17s can come in free. They're accompanying a fee-paying adult, and we just love to welcome those first-timers to the show. There's also discounts available if you buy the ticket online or at the local tourist information office.
I've been quite a keen photographer, and I've seen a few photographs last year and some categories. I'd be interested to know, how would one go about entering or putting an entry into a category?
It's about as easy as it can get. 312 classes. Photography is one of the big ones. You simply go online, for those who can, to tauntonfs.co.uk. You'll find everything you need, including your entry form. If you're a show member, it's free of charge. You can enter as many competitions as you like. The youngsters are encouraged to have their own competition, and the prizes, I'm not going to give away exactly what they are, but believe me, they're worth having. We have some very generous sponsors for that, as for other areas of the show.
And where do I go to purchase tickets?
Taunton Information Centre is probably the easiest for those who are in Taunton. Otherwise, online at our website, tauntonfs.co.uk, and there'll be some special offers run in the regional press as well. There are discounts available, so it's worth committing yourself to coming early rather than paying full price on the day.
Is the event's success dictated to by the weather?
Oh, we're influenced by the weather, but thankfully with about half a hectare of canvas, whether it's sunshine and you're going in for the shade or the wet stuff and you're sheltering, it really doesn't matter. We go ahead whatever, and there's just so much to do that I don't think you'd be bored if you stayed within the tents. We hope people will be able to enjoy that full range of arena entertainment, but there's lots to see and do.
Last year we had a celebrity. Do you have any special guests VIP coming this year?
We do. Many people will know of Toby Buckland, who was one of the Gardeners World's presenters, a very keen gardener and author in his own right. Lives in Devon, is coming up to us for the first day, and he'll be keen to meet both experienced and budding gardeners. So we're delighted to welcome Toby. He's going to take part in a gardener's question time for us and do a little bit of judging of those designer gardens, which are usually of a very high standard, and it's good that we attract national figures like him. But don't be put off if you're an amateur just planting your first packet of seeds this year. We want you to come along and enjoy the fun.
What are the dates and times this year?
Well, it's the 1st and 2nd of August. We're always the first Friday and Saturday in August. It just happens there right at the beginning of the month. And there'll be a big build-up in the park as all these wonderful designers and craftspeople come in and set out their store. So people will be aware of things happening right in the heart of Taunton, that lovely historic heritage park, Vivery Park, in the centre of the town.
So somebody else I've just tracked down is one of the organisers. Hi, please introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Caroline Seymour. I'm the show secretary and this is my 8th Taunton Flower Show.
8th, that's quite a lot. So as a secretary for such a huge event, what are the types of duties do you do?
Oh dear me, it's quite difficult to really find a starting point. I do the job the whole year round. I work 3 days a week for 52 weeks of the year. Going back to sort of November time, we send out application forms to the traders and then we invite our judges, and all this has to be confirmed in writing. And then January, we then start with our membership scheme. So it goes on. There's always plenty to do, and of course the pace speeds up the nearer we get to the show.
Now you must have quite a few traders that write applications that are quite similar. So how do you judge which trade should be allowed to enter Taunton Flower Show?
We are very careful to make sure, yes, you're quite right, that we don't have too many of the same thing. I do look on their website and I do actually query them and say, what are you going to sell? So I do pin them down quite a lot. We do ask for images. If they're a new trader and I've not seen them before, we do ask for pictures either of other shows that they've attended or of the goods that they're going to sell. We also split the traders up into various places. So we have a food hall, which is obviously food traders. We have a craft marquee, which are craft traders. We have rural traders, which are demonstrating rural crafts. And then the rest are outside traders.
For such a huge event, you must have to start planning quite early on. In terms of a timescale, can you let us know how far in advance you have to start planning an event like this?
As I said, it's really an all-year-round planning process. We actually move into the park where the show is held 10 days before the show, and that gives us enough time then to put up the two large marquees, and then following on from that, we then put up the smaller marquees. We also invite the designer gardeners to start creating their gardens about 5 days before the show, and then 2 and 3 days before the show, all the traders start coming in and setting up all their marquees and all their bits and pieces as well.
So the event is over 2 days. How long are your working days over those 2 day periods? We know the park opens 10 till 7 on Friday.
The show actually, yes, on the Friday, which is the first day, the show opens to the members, but not to the public, but to the members at 9:30. But before that, believe it or not, I actually sleep that night in the park because it's easier to be there. I'm up at about 5:30 that morning just to make sure that everything is shipshape. Our judges start arriving at 7:00 in the morning. They then have a cup of coffee and then they start judging at 8:00 in the morning. So as you can see, it really does start not quite at daybreak, but not far off it. And then the show finishes at 7:00 on the Friday. And then obviously sometimes we do have a reception in the evening on the Friday. And then we dust ourselves down early on Saturday morning, ready for day two.
You must have to take a lot of energy drinks.
Something like that, or strong coffee, yes.
Now, I hear that you may be moving into a new role.
I'm not sure. I've done it for 8 years, and I think I've done all I can for the show, and I think it's time for me to stand aside and let somebody else have a go and put their mark on it. I've got nothing actually planned. I will work for the show right up until December of this year, and then next year, who is to know? If anybody's got any ideas, I'm open to most of them.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, I've tracked down another organiser.
Hi, I'm Vicky Pethick. I'm the new show secretary. I'll be taking over from Caroline later on this year.
We've just spoken to Caroline. She's quite excited to be doing her last show, but she's going to be working all the way through to December.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I'm just going to be shadowing her, really, seeing how the role plays out. And there's lots and lots to take in, lots of information, people to know. So, yeah, I'm glad she's going to be here with me till the end of the year.
What kind of experience have you had being a secretary of an event like this?
Well, I've worked in events for about 10 years now, running all sorts of events, from a kind of charity events to corporate roadshows, Christmas parties, that kind of thing. So quite a wide variety, really. So this is my first flower show, so that's new for my repertoire, shall we say. And yeah, just really excited to get involved in something new.
Have you been to Taunton Flower Show before?
Yes, only once. I haven't lived here all my life, so yeah, I've been once and I was amazed actually at the size of it and everything that you can get involved with. It's a fantastic event.
How did you get to hear about this position?
I saw it online actually on the Facebook page, Taunton Flower Show Facebook page, and it was also advertised through kind of local webs and stuff. So yeah, just saw it online and applied.
Caroline tells me that she sleeps there Thursday evening for security and the early starts. Is that something you're going to do?
That's the first I've heard of that. I do only live down the road, so there's no problem with early start. But if it's a security issue, then yeah, that wouldn't be any problem. I'll get my sleeping bag out.
What are you really looking forward to?
Just seeing it all come together, really. I've still got to get to know lots of people on the committee and all the volunteers, so I'm looking forward to meeting everybody that's involved with it and, yeah, seeing how it comes together.
What's been your main challenge to date so far?
For this role?
Yeah.
Well, I've only just started, so coming here tonight and having to do interviews is, I wasn't expecting that. So, for my first day, I think this is really good.
I think you're doing really well.
Thank you.
Vicky, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And all the luck with the event.
Thank you ever so much. I'll see you there.